You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Chametz, we don't eat Erev Pesach at a certain time. Chametz. It's really a machloikis, tanoim, when the iser of eating chametz starts. Rabbi Yehuda says, and the Rambam passes that way for some reason, the Rishayim argue, but Rabbi Yehuda says that Yo'ivra lav Erev Pesach if you eat chametz on Pesach. Reb Shimon argues. The other Rishayim go into, does Reb Shimon hold it's asa to eat for a different reason? Does Reb Shimon hold it's muta to eat? But we're going now, we'll see this price that it's asa to eat Erev Pesach. And what do we know it from a pasuk, lo seichel olav chametz. Because olav means on the shechitas of Pesach. And when do you shech the Pesach? Chatzis. And therefore, we have a Mishnah on Yod Aleph. Mishnah has a machlokes. When did they made a gzera? A person makes a mistake. Chatzos. Remember, those days they didn't have clocks like we have it. So they used to look. They used to either at sundials or look at the sun itself, and they could be off by an hour or 2 hours. Therefore, as you all know, we stop eating chametz 2 hours before chatzos. Okay, fine. Now, so that's the din. That's the din, right? That's the din according to the Rambam, and these are Maraim are going. These Tanaim, I'm sorry, are going with that shita. Right now, we don't have to. Now, this year, Erev Pesach last year, this year, Pei-Hei, this year Pesach, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. So what's the, what would be the nafkamina? What's the
Shalashudis, because if you want to have pas.
Because you have to eat pas, so why can't you eat matzah?
So with the gzera, you shouldn't eat matzah. Boil as a rusasai.
So what about matzah shira? So you could, right? You could. Okay, fine.
Mine tagimo.
What?
Mine tagimo.
Let's leave. Okay.
I know. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, I know. We're waiting for this for a few weeks, but anyway, the Sfaradim eat matzah shir, we don't. But that's not the point right now. Point is the Bryce. The problem is like Rafael said, Shal Shudis. You can't eat pas. Why can't you eat pas? Why? I'm saying, why can't you have pas for Shal Shudis? So you're telling me that Shal Shudis is at the time of the afternoon. Now, if you don't mind, just a Gemara Shabbos. So Taisus and Shabbos, it's all the Rishayim, but I'll just do the Taisus first. In Shabbos, it talks about the parak called Kol Kisvei. That's where the Gemara discusses the Indian of eating Gimel Sudas and so forth. Well, what's the Shaila? Because it says in the mission there that if you have a fire on Shabbos, you technically can't put it out. You can't put it out. Ramah says it could be nowadays. It's more Sakanas Nefashis. So again, we're talking about it's, you know, if it's not Sakanas Nefashis. But so, and they were afraid that if you start saving your things, you might come to put out the fire. So they said, don't say. But you have to eat Gimel Sudas. You have to eat Sudas. So in the middle of Friday night, you could save 3 Sudas. Friday morning, if there's a fire, you could save 2 Sudas. Friday afternoon, you could save 1. So you see that it's parallel. Shabbos afternoon. in other words, you see that the Sudas are in accordance with the Tefillas. Right? In other words, you have at night, like we do. We eat at night, we eat. In other words, technically, when, let's say you make a, so there are people who do that, right? Which sounds like it's not correct. In other words, what they do is, some people are used to getting up early, so they eat, I know Yekas eat still out of your breakfast on, so they make a, you know, like a breakfast on Shabbos. They daven, of course. They have a breakfast, and then they want to have a long nap in the afternoon, so they eat early. So according to this, you really shouldn't do that, right? So Taisus talks about that, and Taisus says that Taisus Kufi Tres, b'mincha matzilin mazen suda achas. So it's mincha time, you could save food for 1 suda. Mikan mashma desman achilas shlishis, meaning what we call shal shudis, suda shlishit, b'shabes him in a minch l'mayma, do'loi ko'olsen shumachal k'nsuda shachis u'mevarchim b'tayim. Seems people used to, have a breakfast, and remember it was days when they didn't have lights, when they didn't have, whatever it is, so they split the suda. They shouldn't do that. Miu, the Gemara in Psachim, Yudalit shechal yoyis b'shabes, Mishayer mazon shtei sudas. We'll see the brisum when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos like this year. So you leave over. We'll see exactly what the brisum is referring to. Mazon shtei sudas. The mazon for shtei sudas. So it's also a raya. Why do you only leave for two sudas? Because you can't eat in the afternoon, like we said. But why can't you do it in the morning? So Mashri can't do it in the morning. He says it's not a riot. Why? He says, Shein Lassu Beis Yudshach. The Kivin She'echel HaKol Shachas Chosh Kasudachas. Maybe it means, in other words, how much can you eat in the morning and to lunch and what we call, what do they call it again? Breakfast and brunch. Right? So you're going to anyway save for one meal. You're just going to split that one meal too. So when it means two sudas, it means three different meals, but the amount of two sudas. That's what Tosu wants to say. But still he doesn't. Pashas is mashra not that way. From this Gemara, that you have to save one meal in the afternoon. It's a question of bracha she'eina tzricha. Even though many of us did that. So you eat the last Erev Pesach, Shabbos, you eat the Suda, and then you bench and you wash again. That's a brach shein tzricha. It's a continuation. That's why you have to stop a half hour, whatever it is, on whatever psak you got, those who did that. Okay? And that's the question of Tosfos. All right. Now, on Daf Yud Gimel and Psachim, would have liked to photo that just to see it like this. What it's referring to is, let's read the brisa first. Tanya, Arba so shechal yis b'shabes, mevaren es hakol melif b'shabes. So we destroy, like we did this year, we do bir chametz erev, right? And really, you should do it on Shabbos itself. But obviously, you can't burn on, you can't, and they didn't have systems. Okay, we have running water, toilets, so we can put it in there technically, but they couldn't do it. So, mevaren es hakol melif b'shabes, Vesarfin truma tmeyos tluyos v'tahiris. Okay, so yeah, we're talking about a koyin who has truma, right? And he has to get rid of it also, the truma. So now, it says that you burned that also Friday. What's the shaila? The shaila is that since it's truma, you don't want to burn truma. Tosfos goes into, is it an issa d'oraisa to burn truma? Because it says you're not allowed to be metameh truma, because it says mishmeres. Does that mean to destroy? What's the shaila of Tosfos? Is the reason you're not allowed to be metameh truma? Avraham Milam explains. I'll bring out the mashal. The din is ein mevatlin issa lechatchila. Right? You're familiar with that. Well, let's say all of a sudden you have a piece of chazer. You can't throw it into your chant and be mevatlit. Right, that's a din in the Gemara. Is that the Raisa or the Rabbanan? Is it the Raisa or the Rabbanan? To be vatlis the chila. So it's machloikus rishayim. All the rishayim say it's the Rabbanan. That means technically, person has a piece of chaza, just throw it, mix it up. Put it to chop meat and mix it up with your rest of the meat. Right? Yeah, you can make good business. But the Raisa, you can do that. I was just looking at you. But a koponim, that's the din. The Ravid holds it's the rice. Okay, fine, but most Rishayim hold it's the Rabbanim. Comes along the Avodim Elum, and because of a certain Gemara Zimbeya, he says by Truma, to take Truma and be Mevatl the Truma, that is the rice. Why? Why? You didn't do it. No, but what did you do wrong?
By what?
By throwing it into the truma.
No,
which you didn't. You weren't metameh.
You threw it out.
No, you didn't throw it out. You put it into your chant. So Zokta Avraham Malum, because there's a mitzvah to eat truma. There's a mitzvah to eat. Meshoshakanim nechnasan lechol trumasan. Right? The Gemara says, I forgot which one, he came one day and the Rebbe said, where were you yesterday for Seder? So he says, I was busy doing Avodah. He says, Avodah b'zman hazeh? There's no base of mikdash. He says, I was eating truma. That's also called an Avodah. Right? It's a mitzvah to eat it. In fact, the tzlach, the Marsha asks, why did Taisus ask, how do Kohanim eat their truma before they say Krishma? Right? So tzlach answers, because it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah you could do before Krishma. To eat matzah before Krishma, let's say, in such a situation. But a kopanim, so Avraham Lum says, since it's a mitzvah to eat truma, by throwing it into the pot, you're even mishmeres. Why? Because mishmeres means guard it, that it should not become not the mitzvah of eating. So sreifu would be the same thing. When you burn it, means you're taking away the mitzvah. Okay, that's the... Okay, so the question is, should you leave it till Shabbos and eat it? Hopefully you'll find other kahanim that could eat it. Or do you say, no, who knows if kahanim are going to come and eat it? Right? That's what the Breitzer basically is referring to. So it says over there that you're mishairin min atahiris, it's all about truma, mazen shtei sudas, you have this koyin, and the koyin has a whole silo of truma. Some became tamei, some is tar, leave for two meals. That's what it says. So, and then you could eat it till Dalat Shos, which is where you're passing. The variable is a ben Yehuda. So we're going to focus on Rashi. Try to just listen. It would have been better to see it inside. Why do you leave two sudas? So let's read the Rashi first. Say what you think about that. Zok Rashi, mazen shtei sudas. Let me just see the Rashi. It's in Daf Yud Gimel. V'lo sholosh, not three. You leave two and not three. The kol sholosh sudas, like Taisa said over there, the Shabbos, arvis, shachus, and mincha, because each, yeshlema, each one, ve'erev Pesach, you can't have shal sudas. Why not? What would you say? Oso lechol min mincha ulamayla. Oso lechol what? Chametz?
Everything.
I mean, it sounds like, and then the new Gemara's, not in this one, they write, look in Mishnah Tzadik Tes. That's what it says in Mishnah Tzadik Tes. And Tzadik says, it says, Erev Pesach Samuch L'mincha, Lo Yechol Adam HaShetech Shach. Person can eat Erev Pesach HaSuda. Why? Because you take away the oven from eating the matzah. So what's the obvious kash on Rashi? Rashi says you, Gavil?
Eat before mincha.
No. Rashi says after mincha is when you eat shal shudas. And why can't you eat then? Because it's chametz. So what does Rashi have to go and say? Because you can't eat erev Pesach samuch l'mincha. This the kash. You had a question. Why does Rashi? What? No, but we're talking about. You're right. That's a good point. But Rashi's going on the chametz, truma, which is chametz, exactly. You know, you're burning the chametz, leave over. So you're asking, can you eat matzah shira? Yes, could you? Rabbeinu Tam ate matzah shira. That's what the word.
So it could be that Rashi's just giving you all cases.
But still, mazen shtei sudas. Why is it called mazen? Leave bread for two sudas, and then what? You can't eat min mincha. Where does it say you can't eat matzah shira after? Where's Rashi get that you can't eat? Because it says mazen shtei sudas. You're leaving mazen. Matzah, you don't have to leave. You can leave matzah shira. People have matzah shira. Let's forget about the way we Ashkenazim don't eat matzah shira. Right? But the Brises talk about chametz. So why is Rashi saying, so this is a kasha
p'nei yeshiva. Why does it have to be bread? Why can't it be other things?
You're right. But in the Brises, go ahead. It's shira. No, you go ahead. I want to hear. It's telling you what to do with your chametz. It's all about truma. You want to say, what should I do with this truma? So you tell him, leave for two meals. Because the third one you can't eat. Why? Because it's chametz. What are you going to do for shal shudas? Matzah shira. Now you're right.
We're assuming that truma is chametz. That's what I'm
the what?
Where does it say that truma? truma is chametz.
No, that's what would, because that's why you're burning it. You don't burn matzah or pesach. That's because it says burn your truma. One mandama says no, wait till maybe you can get a lot of kahanim to come to your house and eat that truma. This mandama says no, you're afraid it's going to be left over. It's going to be problematic. So what do? You burn your chametz erev pesach, meaning erev Shabbos. You save two whatever amounts of breads that you need for the sudas, but not three. Okay, good, we understand, because it's chametz. Now you want to know whether you can eat matzah shir or not? Yeah, that's a whole discussion. Taisus says you could. Most Rishonim hold you could. The only reason we don't is because we don't eat matzah shir, which is, Rabbi Yehuda says, if he had the power, he would go against the Ramah. He says, not to eat matzah shir during Pesach. Okay, but Erev Pesach, we have to eat shal shudas. Okay, what?
I should
eat matzah shir. Yishrez is okay, what should I do? They're allowed it. Okay, good. So what does Rashi want? So first we'll say a pshat over that some Gedolim said. One of them is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Not in the Sefer, because people think the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was a yid that wrote, you know, like announcements for Shabbos, you know, little halachas. First of all, the Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is bigger than Shulchan Aruch, because he had to incorporate the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the this and this and that. And secondly, I heard myself from Moshe Shapiro, he said he was a goyin. When we were learning Bava Basra, he said the best sefer is Pnei Shloima on Bava Basra, written from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. About 30 years ago, they discovered a lot of his chedushim and they printed it. And one of them is on Psachim. So he has a Ben Reb Shloima Klug and Shulchan Aruch says same thing. He says like this: Be'etzem, you can eat in the morning another meal. You know, bench, take a, some say 50 minutes, some say half hour, they say from the Chazonish. It's not clear. And then eat again. He says, but when's that? That's only if you could eat, if you have Shal Shudas in the afternoon, meaning you could eat Shabbat in the afternoon, so then you could go ahead and eat in the morning too. Whereas when there's a Shal Shudas, but if you don't have a Shal Shudas in the afternoon, then there's no Shal Shudas in the morning. Shal Shudas in the morning, because you find such a lacha, if a person missed, let's say your wife falls asleep Friday night, and you're a good husband, you don't wake her up. And the next day, you have to make sure she eats two meals the next day, right? Women have to eat shal shudas also, by the way, right? So you're supposed to eat three during Shabbos. So if you don't have the possibility to eat in the afternoon, then there's no dinner morning. So why can't you eat in the afternoon? You could eat. So Rashi says no, because you can't eat min hamincha l'mayla. It's a nice pshat, but there's a problem with that. What does it mean you can't eat Erev Pesach min hamincha l'mayla? From what time?
Mincha k'tana.
Oh, that's the point. Gemara has a shaila. Mincha k'tana, mincha g'dayla. Are we paskin mincha? In other words, is it 12 o'clock, 12:30, 12 o'clock? It's a half hour before the Ramah says. Or 3 o'clock, 3:30. So we paskin 3:30. So what can't you eat between 1, 12, and 3? What's the problem?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Why should you say that? If you have, it's hard to hear. Okay, so I want to tell you over something from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel was a big goyim, and he was in the mid-1800s. Right? Everybody, this room knows that mid-1800s is the 19th century. You don't know how many times I've heard from boys, oh, we're in the 20th century. I said, no, we're in the 21st. No, it's 2025, Rebbe. You're right, but it's called the 21st century, right? All right, but anyway, I heard a person get up and make a speech about such a thing. He said, Reb Shlomo Freifeld was a 20th century Jew. He never lived into the 20th century. I mean, a 19th century Jew, he said. Why was he not? He lived in the 1900s.
1800s.
What?
That's supposed to be 1800s.
Right, that's 1800s. All right, so he said that Yosef Engel was a tremendous goyin. He was a prolific writer. Maridik a goyin. He knew Kola Tarkula and Kabbalah with Chassidus and Marals. And he wrote 99 Svarim, but we only have a few print. It was in our days. It used to be a big thing to learn his farm. What?
Asvin
Reis. Exactly. That's his famous sefer. So he lived in Bendin, Poland, and then he became a Rav in Kruka, but he was a Polish and not a Galiciana, right? The Galicianas say that's called Poland, but we Polish call it Poland. But upon him, so Rav Huttner, he once came to Varsha for Shabbos. Rav Huttner was a Bacher, and he walked, he said, half of Varsha to see him, you want to see him? And they came to the house, and they told him he's sleeping. He says, he wants to see how he looks. So he said, okay, you can open the door and look, see how he's sleeping. Rav Huttner described, he says he was sleeping, and he was like this, writing in his sleep. He was writing in his sleep. What?
On Shabbos?
Well, there was no paper. Meaning he was machadash chedushim in his sleep. He writes many times, I had a dream about this and that. Okay, so he says, I don't like it, but it's a meridik ha-goinus. We'll start. He says, Shemaiti mechochem echad. He doesn't say who this chochem echad is. K'midumani, it's Davni Nezer. Because he quotes Avi Nezer many times, not by name, except somebody showed me one time. He tied it only one time. I don't know if you know Wolkin, you know, his father's name, his grandfather's name was Yosef Engel, same name. He was related to him, but through his mother, but he took on the name because Yosef Engel really only had one daughter, didn't have many, you know, anyone really left over. But anyway, like this, listen to this. We'll first start with something we've done before. Is the Gemara in Shabbos talks about Bein HaShmashis. What's Bein HaShmashis? Oh, I have Gemara Shabbos. Let's read the Braisa. Now, let's explain. No, it's like this. We have what's called day, and we have what's called night, right? In the daytime, you have to do bris mila. In nighttime, you have to eat matzah. So, chatzos, we paskin, or whatever, right? In the nighttime, you sit in the sukkah the first night. In the daytime, you take a lulav. So, you have to know what day and night. We're not going to go into the specifics, but we know that there's something called sunrise and sunset. Right? When I said to you, sunrise is, you look in Poor Richard's almanac, and right, everybody knows what that is. Remember? You know what that is? You don't know. No, okay. But you sure you know Poor Richard? Okay, you see that. So anyway, it has the for the whole year, the sunrise, sunset. Okay, nowadays you open up a newspaper, sunrise is this, sunrise is that. Well, again, we're not going into Alois HaShachar, so it's not the point. There's something called Shkia Sachama, right? Shkia Sachama nowadays is what, 7:30 was, I think, Shabbos, right? 7:30. Okay, what does that mean? That means that 7:30 the sun sets. Now, for practical purposes, we don't have to know that the world is round, and we don't have to know that we go around the sun. As far as we see, we're flat, right? And we see the sun coming up over here, some of us at least, right? And meaning those who don't sleep that late. And then the sun goes from Mizrach, east, that's Zrichas HaShemesh, to Erev, which is the west, right? That's how the sun moves. Now, when it's Shkia Sachama, what we call Shkia Sachama, which is 7:30, basically is, if you didn't mal your sun, you came out. If you didn't take a lulav, so you missed out. However, there's a certain point called Bein HaShmashis, meaning Chazal weren't sure if what we call Shkia is the end of the day. Maybe there's a small point after that that's still day. Let's read the Lashon of the Braisa. Lashon of Braisa is like this. Tana Rabbana, Bein HaShmashis, Suffolk min yom, suffolk min alayla, suffolk kulam in yom, suffolk kulam min alayla. In other words, you don't know if it's, you have this period of time, and is this period of time, is it all day, meaning the whole period is day, or is the whole period night, or partially? Now, does it mean it changes every night? Rashi does learn that way, but Reuben and Rabbi Shainim argue. In other words, it's not every day changes, it's, that's what it is. We don't know. So it makes, what's the difference? Difference is legabe certain halachas, right? Let's say you hold that if a woman sees a riya, two riyas, she has to bring a carbon. So if she sees the whole duration of Bein HaShmashis, it could be it's 2 days. It could be it's Sunday and Monday. Okay, the Gemara makes chalukim. But that's cool. Now, how long is Bein HaShmashis? Machlokes. Amoraim, basically 3/4 of a mil. the time it takes to walk a mil, which a mil is roughly what's called a kilometer nowadays, right? A 1/6 of a mile. And Persian mile, as they call it, right? A mil. How long is that? So we'll say over the Gemara to understand where we got. Or for instance, if you have to kasher meat, you have to kasher it for a mil at least. So how big is a mil? So basically we paskin 18 minutes. What do we get? There are those who say 22 and a half, there are those who say 24. Well, let's go with 18. Because the Gemara says, the same Gemara, in Pesachim, that a person walks 40 mil in a day. Now, that's cryptic, Ashtikotaz, because which day are we talking about? We talk about an 18-hour day? We talk about a day in England? How long was the day? Remember, by Yochasana, right? Your nephew was making everybody crazy, you're davening too early. I said, listen, they know what they're doing. This is what the way to daven in England. It was like 9:30 after the, and it was still, the sun was shining, right? Right, anybody's been in, it was the only time I was in England, but it's unbelievable to see. So you could have a 10-hour day, 8-hour day, 12. So what does it mean a day? So obviously, it's all the Hashem. So obviously, the Gemara means a 12-hour day. What's called the spring, how do you pronounce it, solstice?
Equinox.
What?
The equinox,
right. Or the fall, right? Where it's a 12-hour day. Now again, where do you talk to? But it's in 12 hours. So very simply, 40 mil, and 12 hours is 720 minutes, right? So now go 40 into 720. What do we get? 40 into 72 is 1. Left over, everybody, 32. No, it's right. 320. So 40 into 320 is 8. So you have 18 minutes. So a mil is 18 minutes. That's what it is. Okay. Now, going with that logic, so 3/4 of a mil, what's 3/4 of 18 minutes?
Let's make a chet.
13 and a half minutes. So Beina Shmashas, according to this, is 13 and a half minutes. So of course, what happened to that 72 minutes Shai Yashav does, or the 42 minutes in this shul, 50 minutes, leave that right now, okay? We'll see. But anyway, that's what a mil is. Okay, fine. So Taisus asks Akasha right away over there in Sanhed, in Shabbos. He says there's a Gemara in Pesachim, Taisus asks, you're telling me that Shkia Sachaba, 3/4 of a mil is Beina Shmashas, meaning in that 13, let's do it, roughly 15 minutes, 7:30 to 7:45. If tonight a child is born at 7:40, when do you do his bris milah?
The following, next Sunday.
Monday.
The next?
Monday.
Monday.
Monday?
Of course.
Monday.
It's Beina Shmashas. Could be it's Monday already.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if they ask you these questions.
You're the Tachlin
both. Right. So you do it. Now, what if he's born on Friday afternoon, 7:40?
Sunday.
You can't do it Friday. It might be too early. You can't do Shabbos because it might be Friday. So you wait till Sunday, and so forth and so on. That means Friday night, you can do Malacha till 7:30. And Matzah Shabbos, you can do Malacha 7:45, roughly. That's what it is. By the way, Shmuel Salant used to do Malacha 13 and a half minutes. Because in Eretz Yisrael they pass like the girl, we'll see what the machlokes is. That's Beina Shmashas. Okay. So Taisa asks, whatever, what's going on over here? The Gemara in Pesachim says that from Shkia Sachama till Tseisa Kochavim is 4 mil. Now, 4 times 18 is what? 72 minutes. So Taisa, what's going on over here? Here you're telling me Beina Shmashas is 3/4 of a mil. And Tseisa Kochavim, which means the beginning of nighttime, meaning it's the beginning of, let's say, tonight, Monday, Taisa is assuming that a day starts with night. Now, everybody say, of course, what else? See, it's not that partial, but that's what all the Rishayim assume, okay? So Taisa says there's a big discrepancy here of 3 1/4 mil. In other words, you're telling me that Bein Hashmash is from 7:30 to 13 and a half minutes, 7:45, roughly. And over here you're telling me from 7:30 to 8:42, right, 72 minutes later, right? So Tzeis Kovah starts, that means, and if you go back three quarters, so it started about 8:30 then, right? So what's going on? You heard a kasha, that's Tzeis' kasha. So Tzeis in Shabbos says a teretz, which, it's a teretz, but we know, what is it, negeya? Oimer Rebein Otam, that's his kasha. Oimer Rebein Otam. Tosis, and this is everybody knows, Rabbeinu Tam holds, there are two shkiyas. 7:30 is the first shkiya. In other words, the sun goes down. Now everybody, in America at least, when we see the sun going down, it's pretty light. There's still light outside. Very simple. If you take a flashlight and you put it over here, you'll see light because it's flashing. Shkia Sachama, that's Shkia Sachama. Tishka Chama means it goes underneath the Earth's atmosphere. It goes underneath. Right under the... No, this is the horizon. Goes underneath the world itself, right? Underneath, again, just make it square because it's easier to see it. Okay, so what does that mean? That means Tosis is saying Shkia Sachama is 7:30. And then Tishka Chama is 58 and a half minutes later, which is about 8:20 and a half. That means from 7:30 to 8:28 and a half, what is it at that point? What is it?
It's day.
It's still daytime. And therefore, a child that's born 8 o'clock is tonight going to have a bris on Sunday. A child that's going to be born 8 o'clock Friday is going to have a Friday. A child's going to, right? That means 8 o'clock, technically, 8:25, you could have done malachas still. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't do it, Chas V'Shalom.
So, why don't the Hasidim do that? Like, if they have a child at 8 o'clock at night, why don't they make Bris on Sunday?
Good question. We'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. Who's what? Why do you want from the Chassid then?
Well, those are the ones who hold Shabbos.
Shabbos
is the one. They've not been until 8.
Okay, so we'll get to that. But before we do that, so good. So we know according to the Grud, so again, it comes out, Shkias Bein Hashmashes is 3/4 minutes, 13 and a half minutes. Except instead of 7:30 to 7:43 and a half, it's 8:58 and a half till 8:42. That's the difference. Okay, now the question, so Tyson just answers that. You read the Tyson, says, who cares? So what do you tell me the two shkias? What do I care about two shkias? Yeah. What, so good, so very good, two shkias. What's in the Geya? Zok Tyson, there's another Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says like this, Dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. That means if you shechted a carbon, And you shechted a carbon, and you have to do this Zrika Saddam till you do Zrika over. So you shechted the carbon 7:25, you receive the blood. Now you say, oh, it's 7:30 already, past Shkia. I cannot do Zrika Saddam. I can't do that. So Tosis asks, of course not. It's not daytime anymore. It's not daytime anymore. All karbanas are only during the day.
Yom Sabasa.
So, what?
Yom Sabasa.
So Yom Sabasa, right? That's the pasuk. That all karbanas have to be during the day. All avoid that as we day. Zok Taisviz, there's a special din when it comes to a carbon, that a carbon can only be brought up to Shkia Rishayna. That's what Shkia Rishayna is about. Shkia Shnia means till 8. Roughly 8:30, I can go ahead and be mechal, do malacha. But say Shabbos, if a person does malacha 8:15, he's going to get skila. A kid is born at 8 o'clock, he's going to have bris milah that day, and so forth. But when it comes to karbanis, then I can't go ahead and bring a carbon. Now, Rav David asked, so why don't they do milah if a kid is born 8:30? I have a better question. How do they daven mincha after 7:30? If you can't bring a carbon after 7:30, that means the Tomshir Ben Abayim, how do they daven there? So this is a question the Taz asks, not on Chassidim, on this Shita, because they did daven, it's not Chassidim. Any serious Chassid, most are, will not daven, I'm not talking about, you know, maybe Rebbes, will not daven nowadays 8-9 o'clock Mincha. They won't. They'll daven till 8:42, and we'll see. Now, in Hanami, even in Litta, Rabitzel writes, which is at least 100 years ago, that in Litta, till the Goyen made the Shita not way against Rabbeinu Tam, people would do Malacha till later, 8:30.
In America.
What?
In America.
America is not a kash.
And they did a verse on Sunday.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay. Anyway, but that we're just first going with Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So again, everybody holds Bein Hashmash 13 Efmits. It's because the Gra argued, and the Rishenim Goinim, the Holakim, so we're not sure, is Shkia Sachama 7:30 or Shkia Sachama roughly 8:30? Therefore, we keep both, and that's called 72 minutes. That's how you get, it's not that there's a real Bein Hashmash called 72 minutes. It's the two endpoints of Shkia Sachama. If Shkia Sachama is the end of the day, I mean, Bein Hashmash is, or the second Shkia is Shkia Sachama, therefore we keep both and say, but that right now, let's go with Rabbeinu Tam. So now comes along Davin Ezer and he asks a question, the following question. He asks a question, okay, you're telling me that you can't bring a carbon after 7:30. That means, and it's going on Pesach, the Gemara's talking about carbon Pesach, that's where it starts from. That if that carbon Pesach, even though a child born at 8 o'clock will have the bris, let's say that Sunday, right? Or let's say last Pesach Shabbos, it'll be a Shabbos bris, but the Karban Pesach can't be brought after 7:30. What's the issa to eat chametz, Erev Pesach, we said? Lo soichel alav chametz. You can't eat chametz on the Shechitas of Pesach. Says the Avin Ezer, it comes out of a very mud nazach. What, Gavriel?
You can eat
shalshudas
then.
Right.
And eat chametz at
you
shalshudas.
Can eat chametz. You should be able to. You can't eat chametz the whole afternoon, because Shechta Pesach. You can't eat chametz on Pesach, because it's special to eat. But in that window of 13 and a half minutes, from 7:30 to more than that, because that whole hour and something, 72 minutes, because you can't, it's still not Pesach yet, you should be able to go ahead and eat chametz. Yeah. Zokt Rabbi Yisrael Engel, therefore, now I understand Rashi. Of course you can't eat chametz in the afternoon. Why can't you eat chametz afternoon? So you should eat, but you should be able to eat at 7:30. Zokt Rashi, no, at 7:30 you can't eat. Why? Because then, Erev Pesach, Som Lemincha Lo Yoich. The Rabbi Yisrael Engel says, well, it's a tremendous chap, but I really can't believe that's pshat. We'll talk about next week, why not?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.